Hello, everyone, and welcome to ALD TV Now. My name is Mallory.
And I'm Eric. It's great to be back with y'all again.
Eric, what do we have on the agenda today?
Well, we actually have a special guest today, Becky Bogard, who is one of our learning experience designers here in the Academy. And she's been working on a pretty cool project. Isn't that right, Becky?
Yeah, so I've actually been reimagining our onboarding training curriculum, what we call Foundations.
Oh. Now, Becky, I think that our onboarding here is pretty strong already. Can you talk to us about what changes are being made or why we're enhancing it?
Yeah, so, I mean, if you're anything like me, and I think a lot of people have had this experience when they joined our company, but I came in and I loved my onboarding experience. I mean, I remember all the activities from orientation and then Stay Real, and I got to, you know, interact with all of the new team members who started the same time that I did. It felt really welcoming and warm. And so, you know, some of you may be wondering, yeah, why are we making these changes? But what we have come to discover in our research process is that, unfortunately, sometimes there are circumstances where not everyone gets that same welcoming experience. And we want to make sure that across the whole company, no matter where a new team member starts, that they have that same experience that many of us already have. So we're working to make some changes so that we can make this experience consistent across the board. We also know from research that having a strong onboarding program not only improves retention of new hires, but it also increases their engagement, and it helps them get on board quicker so they're more productive. And whether you're a leader or a fellow team member, I mean, that's good news all around. So that's what we're aiming for. And that's why we're making some changes.
Cool.
Wow, yeah. It sounds like this program has some really good intentions. And I know nothing is better for a company than engaged employees that are a really strong motivational fit. So hopefully this program is going to have some impact there.
Do you know sort of, you know, what exactly is changing, or kind of give us a timeline of what that new onboarding experience might look like?
Yeah, so I'm going to give you a little bit of a teaser today.
Ooh.
I'm not going to give away too much. So you'll have to come back and keep watching and reading and looking at your emails for more information as we roll this out. But as an overview, some of the changes that we will be making to our Foundations program are we are taking some of the content that's currently in our day one orientation, and we're putting that in an online version of orientation.
Oh.
So now all new hires will eventually take this online version of orientation, which includes some things like a benefits overview, a little bit about our company history, all those goodies, and they'll take that before they even start on day one. So even before they come in for their first day of work, they're already going to feel like, you know, they know something about our company, and they know what their next steps are as far as what they're doing on day one. And then that means that we actually were able to take the rest of our orientation experience and that Stay Real experience and create a new vision for day one. So what that means is that for those of you out there who currently take Stay Real on day two, that piece won't be going away for everybody. However, it will look a little bit different, and it also will become part of our more job skills training instead of our Foundations program. So that means for many people out there, they will no longer be taking Stay Real if it's not relevant to their department, and that means their new onboarding experience will be one day.
Wow.
Yeah.
Sounds like a lot of big changes
Yeah.
are coming to this program, and I'm particularly excited about the digital transformation and how we're moving some of those components to an online module beforehand.
Yeah, it's like onboarding of the future.
Of the future.
And I really like the thought that our team members now will maybe get to know a little bit more about the company, like you said, things like benefits that are on my mind if I'm a new team member in orientation ahead of time,
yeah,
so that they can have some fun once they get to us.
We're talking a lot of big changes to the program. When can we expect to hear more information about these changes, or when are they going to go into effect?
Great question. So we're actually going to be rolling out some pieces of this at our corporate campus, so both buildings in Orlando here, beginning March 23rd. For our resorts and call centers and other locations, we'll be announcing shortly exactly when those will be rolling out, but we want to pilot it here at our corporate campus first, make sure we smooth out all of those kinks and make sure everything's good to go so that we have a great experience at our other locations as well.
Wow. Yeah. Well, I, for one, cannot wait to see what March 23rd looks like. Yeah. That's coming up soon. Are you ready?
I think so. No, we're definitely ready. And we've also already sent an email out to all leaders notifying them of these changes. And there's some more detail in that email, too. So take a look at that if you haven't already. Make sure you're ready, especially if you're here at our corporate campus and you have new team members starting on March 23rd or later.
So. Awesome. Well, thank you so much, Becky, for joining us today. I'm excited about this new onboarding experience.
Yeah, I'm actually so excited. I'm probably going to put in my resignation letter just so I can get rehired.
Yeah, I want to be a new team member again.
Does that sound reasonable?
We'll ask the producers.
We'll find the best way to handle this, yeah.
Well, thank you so much, Becky, for joining us today. I know I'm really excited about this new onboarding experience.
It's been great having you, and I'm sure everybody out there watching has really appreciated your expertise. So thanks for joining us.
Well, thank you for having me. Yeah.
We'll see you all next time.
Thank you for listening to ALD TV, produced by the Academy of Learning and Development. Visit academyld.com to subscribe and see more of our content.